G'day and welcome to this week's episode of The Life of Matty J. So, I'm doing all right. You know, I tend to say that probably at the start of every podcast. But, you know, this week wasn't a terrible week. It was an all right week. And certainly it wasn't the best week. A few things happened, or I suppose didn't happen, that probably put it that way. And I suppose I'll jump right into it. Last week, I spoke about how I was feeling a bit overworked and needed some time off, so I asked for this week off. And I did that. So I had a week off. Now, I've been working 7 days a week, apart from having New Year's and Christmas off, as in those 2 days, and Boxing Day, so 3 days. So I had 3 days off, and maybe there was there was the time that I was sick. That's right. But apart from that, it was more or less really go, go, go the past 5 or 6 weeks, right? All right, it has been that way for a few months, actually. So I was really in need of just a time to do nothing. And so I had this past week off where I didn't really have any requirements. I asked for the time off work, so I wasn't letting anybody down by just calling in sick or anything. Or calling in and saying I couldn't make it. So it was pre-planned to have some time off. I didn't want to go anywhere. I didn't want to see anybody. And that's what I did. I sat around the house and watched movies. Now, I'm a bit of a film buff. I love cinema. I love film. I love stories. I love reading about different things that happen and whatnot. And essentially, I spent this week just doing that. I was staying up until 3 or 4 in the morning watching different Tarantino films. Had my laptop out and was, you know, I was watching things on TV and I was looking up, different knowledges and trivia and whatnot about the making of the film or who was involved or who was originally cast. You know, just stupid crap that doesn't really amount to any real importance. That's the kind of stuff that I want to do to unwind. And so I did that. You know, I love just watching a good film, being content with being immersed in a different world, in a different storyline, as opposed to my own. And so I did that the week. So on a very superficial level, it was very good to just have no requirements to do anything, to not be required to be anywhere physically or mentally and just sit and exist, more or less. Now, yeah, for me, that sounded like a good idea. It sounded like a holiday, and to an extent it was. But of course, going from 100 to 0 really quickly, I mean, there were times when it was a struggle. I was forcing myself to do nothing because I knew that if I kept doing something, I would burn out. And so I really wanted to just make sure that this past week I did nothing. Now, with that, as the motivated individual that I am, who's always trying to constantly strive for perfection and always try to be doing something and whatnot, did nothing, and that played a toll on me. It's hard to do nothing when you're so used to doing things, and I felt an uneasiness at many times during the week when I was, you know, sitting around doing nothing, thinking, you know, oh, come on, man, is this a good idea? Should I be doing something, you know, keep myself active somehow? And because I was forcing myself not to just do nothing, to just enjoy the time, I was feeling uneasy. And now, you know, you can look at that and you can say, is that a good idea? Is that, you know, going from one extreme to the other? You know, I was basically trying to cram, a whole 6 weeks of holidays into 1 week. And look, the week's happened. I'm enjoyable with what has happened, but I am well aware now that there is a need for balance. And I've always been aware that there's been a need for balance, but this was more of a concern that, you know, I was afraid that I needed balance to always make sure that I was doing something productive and wasn't burning myself out. Whereas now I've seen it as balance, that I can't just go from one extreme to the other. You know, that from highs to lows to highs to lows, that's like a roller coaster. Whereas, you know, to have the most stability in your life, you sort of want to be going probably not that extreme. You might want to take it a bit more relaxed. So thankfully, looking ahead, you know, the next sort of month, going into February, is going to be a bit of a challenging month looking ahead, but there's definitely going to be a lot more spare time, especially now that I'm not full-time at the school, and I'm going in to inform the disability job that I will be leaving, you know, with the whole moving to Sydney thing that's going to be happening. And I think that that job has served its purpose for me, and I really do hope that I was useful, and that the clients that I engaged with got something from my service from being there. I hope so, but I think that that season of my life is, for now, coming to an end. You know, at least that job is. And so I've realized the past 5 months I've sort of hit this, you know, work really hard because it's what I needed to do to get my mind out of the gutter, out of the breakup, out of the trash that I was consumed with. And I'm in a much better place emotionally and mentally for it. Physically as well, with the whole, you know, strict routines of bedtime and eating right and going to the gym and keeping myself healthy as well. I mean, it's been a massive turnaround in my life, and I'm incredibly thankful that I've been able to do it. But I do believe that there is a different season of life coming in, a much more balanced, still motivated, still doing things, but still able to relax, still able to just take life as it comes from a much more centered and grounded point of view. And I'm really happy. Now, as I'm saying this, I'm smiling right now about how happy I am that I'm going to be able to get there. So that is a positive note for me. So there you go. That's the week of doing nothing. Turned out to be a revelation of, you know, I've figured some things out. So I'm pretty happy with that. Now, another key point in the book was, in terms of doing nothing, I still trying to do a few things, like write my book. I wrote a few things in there, not probably as much as I had wanted to, but also at the same place, I wasn't forcing myself to do it because I didn't want that stress. You know, it is a stress trying to force yourself to do something. And when you don't force yourself to do anything, and you just, you know, if you end up in life not wanting too much, it can come a lot easier to you. You know, you only want one or two things and you're not really fazed by much else. You can take life a lot more at your pace than the pace of trying to cram as much as you want. And I've realized that's a problem that I have in my life, is that I want too much. You know, I want to play so many different sports, and I want to act, and I want to play in a punk band, and I want to work all the different jobs that I do because I love working them. I love helping people. And, you know, I want to record podcasts, and I want to write books, and there are too many things that I want to do, and just not enough time. And so, of course, it leads to too much stress, and it overwhelms me. And so, that's another revelation of looking at this next balance month ahead of me. But again, I'm still getting too high where I'm just trying to recap the past week that I had. So going back to the book, I'm okay with what I did. I'm okay with where it's at. I've got a deadline at the end of February. I want to make sure that before I do start the next season of my life, at university, where I'm, you know, meeting people and learning new things and whatnot, is that I want to have this whole summary of what I've done in the past written, ready to be sent off to publishing companies and whatnot, editors and the like, because it's, or at least for me to just have written and closed that chapter of my book before I look at this next, that chapter of my life, sorry, before I look at this next phase of what's ahead for Maddie J. So I'm okay with what happened there. Physically, I sort of gave up this week, and that, you know, that comes with doing nothing, sitting on the couch all day. You're not really motivated to do anything. I went out and played basketball one day and was very tired and lazy and didn't really want to do it. And I went to the gym a couple times, and it was the last week of my 6 week summer shred, which was meant to be really intense and really well. And the first 3 weeks were great and were really online. And then I got sick, and then I sort of pulled it back in the week after. But then this last week, when I was forcing myself to do nothing, I sort of gave up again and didn't really do anything. So I was probably consistent about 4 of the 6 weeks, which isn't great because, you know, I'm absolutely positive that I would have been able to do all 6 weeks straight. Getting sick was a bit out of my hand, and being overworked without having enough balance is obviously another problem that I have to address. So again, looking ahead, I've got a daily structure and routine schedule that I'm going to have to do in the next day or two before February starts. You know, February is just 28 days. It's pretty simple. I've got a few events on that I already know, such as birthdays and whatnot, that are going to be probably a bit difficult to be super strict on. So I'll schedule those in ahead of time, and that's good. But I'm really hoping that, again, you know, diet's a pretty important thing, as well as keeping yourself physically healthy, and that February is going to be a good month for that. So that's looking ahead. And again, I was thinking that a lot of this week, which is why I was quite comfortable in the idea of probably not doing as much physically, and just, again, sitting back and watching movies and or watching basketball or something like that, watching sports on TV. So I'm quite comfortable in how lazy I normally am or have been. And so, yeah, that's going to be all right. At least I hope so. So those are the key points. Oh, another one was my car. I got my Audi registered and, again, put it back up for sale at a higher price. Same price as before, but added the cost of registration and whatnot. But at least I know that it's drivable, it's good, it's working, it's all paid for. That's an expense I don't have to worry about. Set ahead for the rest of the year. You know, got 12 months regio, so it's not an issue for that anymore. You know, it's still not the car that I see myself in long term, especially moving to the city, but, you know, it is an asset or a liability, whatever you want to call it. It's still an asset at the point in time, something that I'm obviously going to have to hold on to, which then leads me to my Camry, which I just chucked up just really cheap online. Had a few inquiries, and so hopefully sooner rather than later that thing gets looked after, so I don't have to worry too much about it. So I'm feeling pretty good about that, especially now looking forward, is that all my finances, which I suppose I'm probably skipping into my health sections here a bit longer before I get into the other things, especially since I've just been talking about them already. Going into my financial health, without the costs of, you know, of all the troubles of the cars that have been hanging over my head, I can sort of just put all the next money, the next few paychecks I get, straight into the final phases of preparing to move out up to the city. So I am very comfortable with how that looks ahead. You know, more or less, essentially, the next paycheck is a paycheck that I can look at and just say, you know, this is completely mine. You know, none of this has to go anywhere. I can do with it what I want. You know, of course, it doesn't mean I'm going to be a frivolous spender and blow it all. I really hope that doesn't happen. I do have a pretty strict budget and whatnot. But it's good to know that it, you know, it's not coming in earmarked for this and you know, automatically sent to that or whatnot. So I'm pretty comfortable with how that's looking ahead. So that's obviously a good sign. So I suppose I will stay on the topic of my health. So I'll just jump back a step to my physical health. It was mostly bad this week because, you know, I didn't eat really well. I didn't exercise or anything like that. I suppose that I probably shouldn't say that we're good, more or less as like it was a decision that I was comfortable making, and so that's obviously where we're at, and I'm okay with that. But I'm comfortable with where I'm looking ahead, and so it was very physically easy for me this week. I went to the gym and I finished off the last couple of days of my final lifts to see where I'm at, and I've made quite good improvements, I believe. I'm pretty comfortable with how I'm doing that, and so looking ahead, it's on track. I think it's probably the strongest I've ever been physically, and now it's just a matter of tying in all of the other elements of that kind of health. So physically, it was all right this week, because I felt good about the future. But in terms of what I actually did, I was pretty much a cash potato. But that's all right. Financially, again, pretty good, because of the car situation, which is normally a big situation for me, or at least it has been the past few months. But apart from that, I listened to a few podcasts about finance and money and investing and things like that, and which I do because I have a genuine interest in it, which is fine. And that was all right, except that one thing that struck me was mortgages and looking at houses and things like that. And now I do one day aspire to be a homeowner, why not? But there's so much negativity coming from economists and different publishers and writers about the housing market, at least here in Australia, and especially the two cities that I'm involved in Sydney and Melbourne, is that it's going to be near impossible for me or people in my generation to ever have or purchase a house. And I'm looking at the future thinking that sure, maybe one day, hopefully, I'll save up enough to get a deposit. And I am, I do have a pretty good budget in terms of this, and it's not something that I am losing sleep over or anything. I'm sure these things will sort themselves out when it comes to that stage of my life, because I'm certainly not there yet. I'm here still trying to go back to uni, still trying to just study, and my housing that I'm looking at is just renting a bedroom in somebody's house or apartment up in the city. So no ownership, no. Heck, I probably don't even really want to be on a lease, to be honest. No responsibilities, kind of chill and relax that way. And so I'm at a very different stage of my life in looking at how I look at housing and how I'm not too fussed that I might not be able to get a mortgage or anything like that. I mean, obviously, I'm not looking for one at the moment anyway, but it really was a concern for me looking at how people are so negative in what the market looks like at the moment, that you have to really have some money behind you before you can get into the market. And maybe it's just there are some one-sided views, or maybe the podcast that I was listening to were very negative in general. I tend to try and get a lot of perspective in things I look at, but it is something that I'm keeping in mind, looking at, what do I do with my money? Do I just sell everything I have and go travel the world and backpack for 2 years or whatnot, and just, not get into the rat race of, the social expectations of owning a house and all that stuff. And, it's something I keep in mind, but at the moment it's not something that is really fazing me. But it was interesting for me to look at how negative people are looking at the good old Australian dream of home ownership and raising kids in a family with a white picket fence. I mean, it does sound very American as well. The American dream of climbing the corporate ladder and everything's going to work out for you because that's the idea of success. And that's not something I personally subscribe to, or prescribe to, but it was very critical, good for me to think that way, or hear things from that perspective. So I think I grew up in a bit of financial understanding that way. So look at that. I'm growing in my understanding of different things in life, which is and obviously another reason that I do a podcast like this is that it brings me up to speed with myself and what I've looked at this week and what I've learned and how the life of Matty J is progressing. So I'm pretty happy with that. Now, mentally, it was okay. There was a lot of go with the flow this week. I mean, there was a bit of stress related to not doing anything. We're talking about my mental health now. And I had a couple conversations with my mother about dreams, because I know a couple of podcasts ago, a few weeks ago, I mentioned that I was having some dreams about my ex, and one ex in particular. This week I had dreams about a few of the other exes that I've had. And again, this is not normal, I don't normally have them. But I'm pretty sure that it's still me biologically, mentally getting to a stage, obviously through my subconscious, that I'm moving on with life. And that's, you know, a real reason that I'm really trying to push to make sure that I get the book done as quickly as I can, because I am at the stage where that stage of my life is dead and done. It's over, and I believe at least that I'm losing some kind of personal attachment to it, that, you know, that was the old me and that the new me is somebody completely different, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that, except that, you know, it's going to be harder to relate the longer I postpone the writing, because it's more of a recount than an emotional tale of my life, which is, I suppose, where the power of the story that I've written comes from, is that it comes from me pouring myself out in my emotional journey of life and how I feel through that. And again, going back to the whole reason as to why I've been doing that is because I really want to grow emotionally. I really want to be comfortable with myself in all levels. But in looking at this now, with the certain dreams that I've had and the health, my mental health, in looking at basically how I feel about my past and things like that, is I'm starting to get a bit less attached to it. It's a part of me that is fading away more and more every day into the distance, because I am a different person today, and I'm continuing to grow into a different person. So it's good to keep myself in check mentally. And it was great this week that I was able to just relax and like I said, just sort of have that go with the flow attitude, which is really well. So in all aspects of my of what's happened this week in my health, is I'm pretty okay with the week of, you know, not doing too much, mainly because I can look forward and say things are good, which brings me to the three tenets of my life, my, you know, purpose, meaning, direction, whatnot, right? The funny thing was, all three of these categories hit an okay, a bad, and a good at different stages in the week. They weren't necessarily always aligned up with each other, so it wasn't as though I had, you know, a day where everything was bad, a day where everything was good, and a day where everything was okay. But there was sometimes when purpose and direction were okay and meaning was bad, or direction was good and meaning was good, but purpose was bad or okay. And so it's a mix that way, in that a lot of what I felt I was doing, or what I was looking, where I was going, or you know, the reasons behind it, they were all mixed and matched, because I was feeling different things throughout the week based on how a lot of the week was apathetic towards that particular day. You know, I didn't want to do anything that day, so I didn't. So sometimes there was direction that, you know, was bad, because I was looking at myself going, you know, heck, if I get into a slump of doing nothing, then I'm going to feel absolutely terrible for a long time. But then, of course, the next day I'd be looking at it and going, well, you know, this is just the phase of life. This is just the week that I'm in, because I need a break and I need to do nothing. But looking ahead is really good, because, you know, I've got this next month of clearing things up, and of course clarity is wonderful in terms of how you look after yourself with your mental health and physical health as well, and things like that. So things are really looking positive for me in the future, so of course that bumps direction up. So all in all, I'm looking at it and I'm thinking I've had a good week, because I've been able to be objective to myself in the week, and not just subjective. Like, I can guarantee that if I was just subjectively looking at the week saying, you know, what did you accomplish? What did you do? I would feel terrible. I would probably be very upset, slipping into a bit of a depression, not happy with physically where I'm at, all that kind of stuff. And that is like a concern. And so that's why, again, bringing back to what I've sort of realized this week is that life needs a lot of balance, and I'm very happy that I'm assuming this next month is going to be very balanced. It's going to be relaxing time. It's going to be times where I get things done, when things start to move. You know, I start back at school this week, and I've got a lot of things that I'm really looking forward to, getting back into some footy training. So it's physical active with other people. I can still go to the gym, still get to play basketball starting back up again. So physically, I'm really looking forward to things. Going to get back into playing music again, hopefully soon. And so there's a lot of things that I'm really looking forward to. I've got some goals written out. Like I said, I'm going to be clearing up my schedule in the next day or so, for what I'm looking at. And so there's a lot of positives for this week ahead. And that comes back to attributing balance. So I'm really happy with the balance that I'm going to be finding. And the other thing was learning that maybe I just, you know, don't want too much in life. Be happy with what comes, where it's at. You'll still be objective in trying to go towards what I want. You still have an agenda, still want to achieve certain things, feel accomplished and whatnot, and just understand that there is seasons in life. And you know, thankfully this 6 week, you know, 6 weeks of summer have come and gone, and I'm looking at the light. You know, we're down to the last month of summer at the moment. Hopefully the weather's going to be winding down a bit. You know, dialing back from the extreme heats of where you really don't feel like doing anything, or at least I really don't feel like doing anything, and moving back into hopefully cooler temperatures, as well as everything, you know, everything in the world sort of swings back into the way it was, as opposed to how everything sort of slows down and shuts down over the Christmas, summer, New Year break. So on paper, the week was, you could probably say it was a waste, but it was really what I needed, both mentally and physically, financially as well. It was great for me to just reset. So in all aspects of my health, it was just a really good week to have. And now I'm looking ahead, thinking things are going to be fine, and which is why it really was a good week. So I'm not going to say it was a terrible week. It was a pretty good week. Didn't accomplish everything that I wanted to accomplish, but that's okay, because that was the purpose of the week. So all in all, I'm pretty content with where things are going. And I think we'll probably wrap it up with that. It's been my week so far. I'm looking ahead. Things are going real well. I'm hopefully going to think that that's going to be a much more positive podcast next week. So once again, thanks for tuning in. I hope you have a wonderful week.